January 3rd, 2019, organizational meeting at 6 o'clock.
Mayor, can you set the meeting?
Ready.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the organizational meeting for 2019. It's being held at 6 p.m. here on January 3rd. And before I go into the organizational meeting resolutions I have, I do have a couple requests from the department head. I figure we'll get out of the way first, if that works for everyone. The first one is from Highway. Paul's looking for a to open a PO, right, for diesel fuel for the 2019 budget year from Sprague Operating Resources, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the amount of $20,000. It would be from account DB5142.460, and that account has a balance of $65,000 at the moment, and that's under state contract BC68214. So, second. Any discussion?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Oh, we don't have a dollar amount, so we just have to move it on. Okay, so the next one, the request I have is for gasoline for the 2019 budget year from Global Montello Group from Massachusetts, an amount of $10,000 from account DB5142.460, which also has a balance of $65,000. This has been a state contract price, or contract PC68456. So, second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next request I have also for Highway is for purchase of rock salt for 2019 budget year from Morton Salt, Palatine, Illinois, amount of $80,000. This will be paid from account DB5142.490, which has a current balance of $160,000. This would be under county contract number 18-PWS-10R. So, discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
All right. So that's all you have to offer. Thank you. I'll get small name a little bit more for you. No. All right. So we'll move on to the organizational resolutions which have been drafted for town board members. Everybody has a copy, I believe, finally. Do you have a copy as well, Lynn?
I do.
And first one, I'll read through what can alternate if you want, reading them in the record, if that works for you, Lynn. First resolution is setting 2019 salaries for elected officials. Supervisor at $46,898, each council member at $12,000 annually. Each town justice at $28,589, town clerk at $46,153, and the highway superintendent at $57,907. The second resolution is for setting respective salaries for a 52-week period or hourly rate, which was approved with adoption of the 2019 budget. Except as otherwise provided under town law, civil law, or other applicable law, rule, or agreement. First one is for Leanne McKay, receiver of taxes and assessments for $8,981. Records management officer in the amount of $1,067, and she'll also be registrar of vital statistics. Half for birth and death certificate filing fees in accordance with New York State Public Health Law, Section 4173, Subsection 3. Next is for Margaret Jenkins, assessor, for the term of October 1st, through verse 13 through September 30th, 2019, which is FSLA exempt. Salary is for $54,103. Helen Potter, crossing guard part-time at Morrell Elementary in the amount of $12.48 per hour. John Hayes for crossing guard Tanglewood part-time. John Elway, crossing guard Doug Tanglewood part-time. Each of those also at $12.48 per hour. Matt Grant Miller as building inspector slash code enforcement officer for a salary of $54,101. Kathy Perez, building inspector clerk for salaries $36,000. Ted Mansour is labor cleaner part-time for an amount of $15.16. Art Gadway is cleaner part-time, the amount of $13.50 per hour. Michael Hastings and Charles E. Madison as laborers part-time, with Michael Hastings at $13.18 per hour and Charles Madison at $12.92 per hour. Jeffrey Stevens as laborer part-time, amount $12.92 per hour. Mary Valencourt, transfer station clerk part-time, amount $12.48 per hour. Elizabeth Hall, transfer station clerk part-time, also $12.48 per hour. Stephen Rice, transfer station labor and clerk part-time, $12.48 per hour. Linda Hart, transfer station labor clerk part-time at $12.24 per hour. Jeffrey Cruz, principal account clerk slash typist for $50,000. Rudolph Click, part-time account clerk, $14.38 per hour. Jamie Hickey, court clerk full-time for a salary of $31,200. Jennifer Miller, court clerk full-time, $33,000 annually. Ron Belisle is court clerk part-time at an amount of $12.55 per hour. Robinson, Katrina Robinson is her name.
Yes, her name's just typed backwards,
yeah.
Looks like.
A court clerk part-time, $12 per hour. Ed Scal as a court clerk part-time at the rate of $12.24 per hour, and in his role as court officer at $15.71 per hour. Tom Garrity is court officer also at $15.71 per hour. Jesse Fish as water superintendent with his salary to be divided appropriately between six water districts and the sewer district. At the following rates: for Water District 1, $6,830. Water District 2, $11,742. Water District 3, $3,282. Water Superintendent District 4, $13,057. Water District 5, $3,759. Water District 6, $12,617. And for Sewer District 1, $9,051 for a total of $60,338. Also, Christian Mechanic for Water Department labor at a rate of $17.65 per hour. Dave Jones is working supervisor at a rate of $18.36 per hour. Bruce Sergi, laborer full-time, $16.09 per hour. James Davenport, laborer part-time at a rate of $13.53 per hour. Where he would be a laborer full-time, seasonal, for the period of April 1st. David Gould for labor full-time seasonal at a rate of $12.73 per hour. Royce Pixley for labor part-time at $13.24 per hour. Bradford Gordon as a labor part-time seasonal for $12.73 per hour. Christopher Rich, labor full-time seasonal, $12.73 per hour. And Sandra Mahoney is recreation director part-time at a rate of $14.62 per hour. Also, Maureen Lurkey's clerk full-time highway department, $14.25 per hour. Sean Dunbar, labor part-time temporary on-call as needed at $12 per hour. And Royce Gilligan as labor part-time temporary on-call as needed also at $12 per hour. Somebody like to move resolutions 1 and 2.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on any of those?
In regards to, like,
Recreation Director part-time. How does this affect what our thoughts are about getting someone on a full-time basis?
Should have no impact on it. My understanding is that Dave is looking to scale back his time. He already has scaled back the amount of time he's working down there. He would much prefer to go back to the position that we originally hired him in if we had a full-time person that oversaw the record facilities.
Okay.
Anyone else? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. I'd like to take items 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in the next motion, and I'll read through them. Item 4 is Supervisors Committee appointments, and I should have a schedule attached in the back of your resolution packet. Buildings and Ground, Council Members Van Tassel, Noonan, Cable TV, Council Members Noonan, LeClaire, Cemetery, Council Members Hogan, Noonan, Economic Small Business and Technology Development, Council Members Van Tassel and Noonan, Highway Department, Council Members Hogan and Van Tassel, Industrial Park, Council Members Van Tassel and LeClaire, Insurance Committee, Council Members Hogan and LeClaire, Local Waterfront Revitalization Committee, Council Member LeClaire and Noonan, Personnel Employee Compensation Committee, Council Members LeClaire and Van Tassel, Recreation Committee, Council Members Van Tassel and Hogan, Transfer Station / Landfill Committee, Council Members Hogan and LeClaire, Water and Sewer District Committees, Council Members Noonan and Van Tassel, Fire Company Liaison is Council Member Hogan, the Crandall Library Liaison is Council Member Noonan, and Monroe Community Center Liaisons are Council Members LeClaire and Hogan, Monroe Merchant Squad Liaison is Council Member Noonan, and the Zoning Liaison Committee members are Council Members LeClaire and Hogan. Just some minor changes for the 2019 year. Sorry, I'm starting at Resolution 3. I think I said 4 at the top of that. So going back to Resolution 3, budget officer established at the rate of $2,500. Lisa Sperry is confidential secretary, assistant bookkeeper, FSLA exempt, with an annual salary of $42,000. Deputy supervisor, Alan Van Tassel, unpaid. And I have created the appointment of a chairperson of the Recreation 5-Year Master Plan Committee and appointed Robert Vittengale, who will also be the town's representative for the Saratoga County Advisory Youth Board. The town clerk's at-will appointments include deputy town clerk and receiver's taxes, Danny Daly, at a salary of $34,560. Also, deputy town clerk and receiver taxes, Jill Bennett, for an annual salary of $29,500. And deputy register of vital statistics will be Tammy Daly. Highway superintendent appointments is for the deputy highway superintendent, and he has selected Michael Montgomery. He will be compensated for the CSEA contract because he is a member of the negotiating unit. Resolution 6, setting a non-employee compensation per annum of $500 for Mary Antis as town historian and requiring an annual report to be submitted prior to the request for the stipend. And the last resolution in that group is number 7, setting a stipend for planning board members at $50 per meeting for each of the 6 members and $60 per meeting for the chairperson.
A motion to approve.
And a second.
Second.
All right, discussion.
I've had a conversation with Mary Ann about working on the website and gathering some pictures, and she's very excited. She does a lot for the Village Historical Museum down there, and she would love to be able to do more. I know when I was first on the board, she had a lot of ideas, and we just weren't able to make it happen for her. So I think with the website changing, she'll earn $1,000, and she won't be at a very high hourly rate if we get things done like we hope to this year. So I'd like to reestablish that at $1,000 for this year.
Yeah, and we have budgeted $1,000 for that position. In reducing it, my line of thinking was that the town board members are compensated will be this year at $12,000. I wasn't sure that for $1,000 we were getting what we had hoped for that.
Right.
So that's why I reduced it from $1,000 to $500.
I understand your reduction and why you think, but there's $1,000 budget for it, and it sounds like you reached out to her and you're asking her to actually do more work.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to pay her less to do more work, is my thought. So I would just, my thought would be keep it at $1,000 and see if we can get more in the way of performance.
I'm okay either way.
Would it be possible to consider that you're looking for a monthly submission then? And I don't want to get to the end of the year.
And
just get a monthly submission of the work, and we can, it's not something we'll come up with at the end of the year and we get a report. And he's just feeling the end of that.
I think that's good. I think she would like the fact that we want to see what's going on and we want something to happen. So I had an excellent conversation with her, and I know she's very knowledgeable about the historical division of the town. So we talked about the monthly posting on the historical page, when we get to the website design, things like that. That's something that she could have old pictures to talk about things and to share things
with. I'd be comfortable with it saying also if you're comfortable both ways, but I'd like to see a monthly.
So why don't we amend resolution number 6 to say resolution setting unemployee compensation crown annum of per annum, I'm not sure what it's of $1,000 for Merritt Antis as town historian, and require a monthly report of activities to the board with a final annual report to be submitted prior to release of the funds.
Yeah. Great.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
You got that change?
Yes.
Okay.
So, any more discussion?
No. Do we need a second resolution or just a
vote? No, we got a second. I just need your vote call.
Okay.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. I'd like to take the next resolutions 8 through 15 for consideration. Resolution 8 is setting stipend for planning board secretary at an amount not to exceed $75 per meeting. Resolution 9 is setting stipend for zoning board appeals members at $50 per meeting for each of the four members and $60 per meeting for the chairperson. Resolution 10, authorizing any planning board and zoning board of appeals member who sits as an acting chair in the absence of the appointed chairperson shall receive the $60 chairperson stipend for that meeting. Resolution 11, setting stipend for zoning board appeals secretary at an amount not to exceed $75 per meeting. Resolution 12, setting stipend for board assessment review members at an amount not to exceed $70 per meeting. Resolution 13, authorizing supervisor to sign the following contracts and makes payment in the amounts and terms stated in the contracts. The first would be Civic Center of Moreau Incorporated. Second is Saratoga County Animal Shelter. Third is Saratoga County Youth Advisory Council. Fourth one is Saratoga County Office for the Aging Nutrition Agreement. And I have added the City of Glens Falls Transportation Agreement. Item 14 is a resolution instructing the supervisor to extend a loan to the town clerk in the sum of $200 for 1 year for the purpose of making change in petty cash and receiver taxes in an amount of $250 for the purpose of making change. And resolution 15 is one authorizing the town clerk the right to accept bingo and games and chance licenses an amendment and the authority to approve same.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? The only thing I would comment on is the change that occurred were in the rates that we discussed at budget time for planning, zoning, and assessment board members, as well as the recording secretary. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Can I just confirm? I apologize.
Yes.
Could we do something?
Seven was part of the last batch.
I apologize.
The next thing I would like to do is take. Well, why don't we do resolution 16 through 18? Resolution 16 is requiring all purchases of $500 and over for all departments be made with properly approved purchase orders, and that all purchases that may exceed $500 be competitively priced and not purchased without prior town board approval, except for recreation purchases for paper products, cleaning supplies, garbage bags, sanitary items, and hand soap, as well as everyday supplies, which may be purchased for an amount up to $1,000, subject to being competitively priced, and except highway purchases may be made without prior town board approval in the amount of up to $2,000, subject to being competitively priced, and except water department purchases may be made without prior town board approval up to $1,000, subject to being competitively priced. Resolution 17 designates Clinton Falls National Bank and Trust as a depository for town monies. And Resolution 18 designates Clinton Falls Post Star newspaper and the Chronicle as the official newspaper to be used for all legal advertising by the town. And somebody can move.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. The only change to those over last year is that we added, at the request of the water superintendent, that we also allow him an expenditure of a higher amount of $1,000. So the board was in favor of that, so I made the change. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Well, no, my discussion had to do with the water department and watching some of the purchases that were being made. Wondering if there might be more foresight or planning so that he can actually let us know that he needs so much in the way of material or meters or whatever he's buying down in Clifton Park, that he's not making three different purchases in the same 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
He might need to have that addressed with him directly.
We can do that. The impetus behind this change is that you couldn't get too many water meters for $1,000. I think that drove part of his request.
Mm-hmm.
We can I can make that directive to him.
Good. Thank you. So with that?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. We'll take Resolution 19 as a standalone. Much of it is the same. Some of it has been tweaked, that there is a new component to some of that resolution. Resolution 19 sets forth the following employee policies for all full-time employees hired prior to January 1st, 2007. And this does not apply to elected officials or those employees covered under the CSCA contract. And we define full-time as any permanent employee working 20 hours per week or more on a regular continuing basis, and part-time as any permanent employee working less than the 20 hours per week on a regular basis. Within that resolution, vacations. Full-time permanent employees will earn vacation leave upon completion of the employee's anniversary date of the employment as follows. Under 5 years of service, they'll be eligible for 2 weeks of vacation. 6 to 10 years of service, they'll be eligible for 3 weeks of vacation. Of the 19 years of service, they'll be eligible for 4 weeks of vacation. And 20 plus years of service, eligible for 5 weeks of vacation. Vacations which apply, policy which apply to employees hired on or after January 1, 2007, with regard to vacation leave, upon completion of their anniversary date of employment, shall be as follows. For the first through the fourth anniversary, they'll receive 2 weeks vacation. Fifth through 11th anniversary, 3 weeks vacation. And 12th anniversary and beyond, 4 weeks vacation. Except that those full-time permanent employees that work less than the standard work week shall be prorated. Unused accrued vacation time may be carried over annually up to 10 work days, not to exceed a maximum of 30 days of accrued vacation. But unused vacation time will not be paid in cash. Vacation schedule shall be approved in advance by each department head. The department head will notify the town supervisor of all vacation schedules approved for all employees in the department. All department heads should request approval of the vacation schedule in advance by the town supervisor. Grandfathered part-time employees hired prior to January 1st, 2005 will be eligible for the same vacation schedule with weekday and the same as that employee's work week. Sick days. All employees after 6 months of continuous service shall be entitled to one day of paid sick leave for each month of service commencing from the first day of employment. Would you like to take over?
I can do that. Grandfathered part-time employees hired prior to January 1st, 2005 will be eligible for sick leave with week being the same as that employee's work week. Unused sick leave may be accumulated but cannot be paid in cash at any time. Any employees calling off sick shall notify their department head. The department head will in turn notify the town supervisor. A department head calling off sick shall notify the town supervisor. Non-represented employees may use their own sick time to care for a sick family member. After 5 working days of sick leave or 7 calendar days, the employee must apply for New York State Disability Insurance benefits, and his or her sick leave pay shall be reduced by the amount of disability benefits he or she receives. For each day of sick leave after the 5th working day or 7th calendar day, the employee shall be able to utilize their leave accruals and be paid their full salary by the town. The town will retain the employee's disability payment and credit the employee's leave accruals accordingly. Any non-union employee that retires from the town with an excess of 200 accumulated sick days will be eligible to receive a monthly credit of either $100 toward their copayment of health insurance premiums or a $100 monthly cash payment as a health insurance buyout if they are not currently a member on the town's health insurance plans for every 20 days of accumulated sick leave in excess of the 200 accumulated days. If an employee is out on disability, they shall not accumulate additional sick time and shall pay the percentage of health insurance copay established by town board resolution while on disability if they are not receiving town wages. Personal days. All full-time permanent employees shall receive 4 personal days per year, prorated for new hires. Grandfathered part-time hired prior to January 1st, 2005 shall be entitled to 2 per year, which shall not carry over. Bereavement leave. All full-time permanent employees shall be entitled to 3 days bereavement leave for a death in the employee's immediate family or employee's spouse's immediate family, including nieces and nephews and brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Employee leave records. All employees will be responsible for maintaining an accurate ongoing accounting of his or her used and unused leave time on forms provided by the town. These forms shall be submitted with written approval of department heads to the supervisor's office biweekly. Time cards. It shall be a violation of town policy for any employee to card stamp another employee's time card other than their own. Such violation may result in termination of offending employee. Holidays. All permanent full-time employees shall be granted 12 paid holidays. Grandfathered part-time employees hired prior to January 1st, 2005 will be eligible for the following holiday schedule, with holiday being the same as employer's work day. New Year's Day, President's Day, Thanksgiving Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, Floater's been crossed off, and Good Friday. If a holiday falls on a Saturday, the day of observance shall be the previous Friday. If a holiday falls on a Sunday, the day of observance shall be the following Monday. Unused holidays cannot be carried over to next year. Employee benefits. All full-time, year-round, permanent employees and their eligible dependents will be entitled to receive the following benefits. New York State Employees Retirement Plan, and in parentheses, unused sick leave may be converted as additional service credit upon retirement. New York State Disability Insurance and Saratoga County Self-Insurance Plan, workers' compensation. Insurance benefits. All full-time, year-round, permanent employees and their eligible dependents shall be offered medical, prescription, optical, and dental insurance benefits pursuant to programs approved by the town board. An employee who declines such insurance shall be entitled to the health insurance buyout. All current non-union employees will be required to contribute 20% towards their health care expenses, and all former non-union employees who retired from the town on or after January 1, 2008 will be required to contribute 15% towards their health care expenses. Effective April 1, 2019. All new full-time employees hired on or after January 1, 2019 will be required to contribute 25% towards their health care expenses. Those covered under the CSEA contract will be covered as per their contract. The above insurance benefits will also be extended to the town supervisor, town clerk, and highway superintendent, and grandfathered part-time elected officials. Except that eligibility for retirement health insurance benefits for elected officials shall only apply to the town supervisor, town clerk, and highway superintendent. Unless the town board designates a probationary waiting period at the time of hire, these benefits will become effective within a 30-day period after the day of employment.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, did you move that?
So moved.
Second. Discussion. I just highlight the changes in that resolution. They should be highlighted on your pages. I did a clarification for accrual of vacation planning because there seemed to be some confusion with some employees. Regard those employees that were hired on right after 1/1/2007. So we're accomplishing the same thing, but it's now more clear for the vacation accruals. And that's on page 4. The change to page 5 under holidays. I'm not sure what holiday Floater is, but I don't see that as a holiday. And my personal belief is that the town of Monroe has a very generous benefits package for time off between vacation accrual, holidays, and personal time. And with some eligible up to 6 months, 6 weeks of vacation when they max out. So I removed the Floater because I deemed it not a holiday. And then regarding insurance benefits, I made changes to that after learning that not all town employees pay fairly for across the board for the cost of health insurance. And as we all know, as part of the budget process, health insurance is a significant cost to municipalities. It's a benefit, not a right, and we do care about our employees. But we have to make sure that not only are we fair in how we offer benefits and how employees pay for it, but we're consistent between union and non-union. And having gone through adoption of the CSEA contract, the board is well-versed on the agreements that the union made with the town to help us out with health insurance. And I think this goes a long way towards leveling the playing field. So that's why you see changes in contributions for some employees for insurance benefits. Anyone any comments or discussion? Or if not, roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. We'll take resolutions 20 to 25. First resolution 20 is in relation to a town employee who is an active volunteer for the Monroe Emergency Squad or the South Plains Falls Fire Company and a member responds to an emergency during the normal workday. They shall be covered by policy on fire emergency calls as adopted by the town board on March 28, 2017. Resolution 21, authorizing reimbursement to a town official and employee for use of his or her own personal vehicle for town business and setting the rate at the rate set by the Internal Revenue Service. However, town employees must receive prior town board approval for mileage reimbursement. In addition, all employees elected and appointed officials must receive town board approval prior to attending a conference or seminar if expenses for same are to be reimbursed by the town. Resolution 22 designating the supervisor as the representative of the town to attend the annual business session of the Association of Towns of the State of New York to be held in New York City on February 17th through the 20th, 2019, at the Casco vote of the aforesaid town, pursuant to Section 66 of Article 3 of the Constitution and bylaws of said association, and in the absence of the supervisor, the deputy supervisor shall be designated the Casco vote for the town, and should the deputy supervisor be unable to attend, any designated member of the town board may cast the vote. Resolution 23, designating Ansher for the term of the town's current insurance policy as the insurance broker of record for commercial package policy and umbrella, including general liability, public officials liability, auto, fire, inland marine, and town officers and employees' bonds currently in effect. Resolution 24, authorizing the town clerk to collect all water and sewer rents and receive all applications of fees for taps in water districts 1 through 6 and sewer district 1. And resolution 25, authorizing and accepting as the official undertaking the following bonds for town officers and employees. For supervisor, $140,000, deputy supervisor, $140,000, town clerk, tax collector, $140,000, deputy town clerk, tax collector, $140,000, bookkeeper at $140,000, senior transfer station clerk at $140,000, and two full-time court clerks, each at $140,000. All their elected and appointed officials slash town employees shall be bonded for $90,000.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
The only discussion I had is very quick. Do we have a senior transfer station clerk? Or is it relevant?
It should be on the first page.
I don't know if that has any impact on the
Well, no, it's a good point because I don't know how it's listed on the policy.
Yeah, I don't find that position anything of it makes the difference. So that's the only discussion.
That may have been there since when Nancy Ryan was the full-time clerk down there, and maybe it just never got picked up on. And
so it should be the person to collect the money, which the title for that position is.
We do have transportation clerk positions.
All right, so why don't we line out senior?
I think that's probably good.
You have that change in there?
Yes.
Any other discussion?
Two things. In resolution 20, company, you got highlighted, company and member response to an emergency during mm-hmm. normal workday. How has this changed?
It didn't change. What I did is I took out the actual page-long resolution that we adopted.
Yeah.
And still had language in referring to it.
Okay. In regards to 21, town employees must receive prior town approval for mileage reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, transfer station. Mm-hmm. Then the clerks go down to the bank. Is that, do they have to call and check and see that they get prior approval for that, or do we just say, you know what, that's something that's part of the regular business, and
we'll
do approve
there, that? So the question I have on that is, you know, if Aren't we letting them leave early, being paid to make that deposit, or no?
I'm not entirely sure.
I'm pretty sure that they close early so they can make the bank deposit.
If you close them, they close them, they put it all together. But I don't think they close them while to cancel it by the time it takes them to call the bank.
Well, I know that they're being compensated because they're allowed to travel while being on the clock. So.
But they use their own vehicle to drive from there to the bank. No, I'm not opposed to reimbursing them, you know, and then thinking about like with Peggy putting in for miles to go to different places. But my question, based upon the wording on this, does she have to check with somebody first?
So the change is that it was automatic before for a town employee to get mileage reimbursement.
If they're using their personal vehicle.
If they're using their personal vehicle for town business.
Mm-hmm.
And the change here is that if that's the policy that we want to have for reimbursement, we're going to need prior town board approval, whether it's for the whole year, whether it's for the month, whether it's for a conference.
Okay.
They need town
I think about like Ted, and then taking money down to the bank. And if we're not going to pay mileage, do we then
get him a vehicle? We just have to have a resolution saying that he will get mileage for that particular tax.
Okay.
That's what the change.
Right, but I'm just seeing where it says prior approval.
Right.
I mean, on a weekly basis, or do we just say at this point they have our approval to be able to do this?
Well, that's totally up to the board if you want to take a particular position.
Well, I would want to avoid maybe the point that Councilman Hogan's bringing up is that they have to ask every week. I think in those situations where we have some people like the transportation, if it's, when we look at it a little bit closer, it's warranted that that's to the reimbursable expense, then we should probably approve that for the year.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so
but we still need a resolution to do that for the year.
I think we should go back and address each one of those. I think it's just transfer station and the assessor that have this recurring thing that happens on a regular basis.
So the department also though?
Yeah, the town provided vehicle.
Does he do it all the time? Like when he goes to Albany and that, he might actually take his own, I think.
I think that's a personal choice, and I think that our position in the past was not reimbursable.
Okay.
We provide a company vehicle for that.
And based upon our budget, he should have a nicer vehicle to drive.
Sure.
Is that correct? Yeah, so with that side, you could take that. So basically, we're looking at transfer station and the assessor's office.
I think the way the resolution is written, I like it because it will make sure that we're aware of all those other things that are going on.
Yeah, no, if somebody's planning on going to a meeting and they're planning on taking their own vehicle, they should be letting us know beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm good with that. I'm just thinking about those situations where on that daily, weekly, whatever, that they are doing this, and
well,
at what point
do
they
include that in there?
What's that?
You can, if you want to include those positions in there, you can include it as part of this resolution, saying, is it the same person, same title that makes it the deposit?
There's usually two people from the transfer station.
Whoever's working.
Always clerk.
But yes. Mary Valcourt.
The clerk goes to the bank every day, too. I don't know what they do.
Does she get mileage now?
I don't know. I don't pay them, so I have no idea.
Do you sign them up to come out? I thought that's why we allowed them to leave earlier.
But for transfer station, for assessor, I don't know if we have options of them.
But they have.
Yeah.
Okay.
It also depends on where they're going, because if you're going from the town hall and you're passing the bank on your way home, then you wouldn't get mileage for that because it's on your way home. So it's only for those miles that you're going out of your way. But I don't know specifically what they do.
I don't think we've seen them in a while. I thought Ted used to have mileage, but it may be when he was cleaning between highways.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we leave it that the board's okay as it is? And as we get more information at the next board meeting, we can do a resolution that does a blanket approval for the year, and which meets the needs, and then we can roll it into the next organizational meeting.
Sure.
for 2018. Whomever's here.
2019 now.
How's that?
Yep.
Short?
Yeah, I just kind of was wondering about that. That's
Well, we haven't had it happen since the employees were on the list. So, yeah, there is an accounting. There would have to be an accounting on the time sheet.
Okay.
In my office, I know Lisa is very good about determining what kind of time is being used. So it would probably show up on the time sheet for my signature, their supervisor's signature. So we would know about it. And I think, I just think it's good policy anyway. If you have a volunteer in the community that's working as a first responder, I know it was my house burning. I would not want them to come to town hall to work. I'd want to put the fire out.
Yes.
Maybe because I have a vested interest, I don't know. But anyway, so any other discussion?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. So we'll take resolutions 26 through 36, beginning with resolution 26, which is resolution designating the regular monthly meetings of the town board to be set for the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month at 7 p.m., and month-end meetings will be held at 6:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday of each month before the regular meeting of the town board, unless otherwise designated by town board resolution. Resolution 27, establishing the policy that minutes of all town board meetings be completed and made available for review by the town board within 2 weeks following the meeting, and further establishing that all minutes from all regular and special meetings be subject to approval at the following town board meeting, and all audio recordings of town board meetings be made available to the public via the town's website within 3 official work days. Resolution 28 requires all department heads to submit a monthly report to the town board 3 days prior to its first regularly scheduled bi-monthly meeting on planning pertinent department activities. Data and problems the town board should be made aware of. Resolution 29 designating the town clerk as the official responsible for notifying the media of regular and special town board meetings in compliance with the New York State Open Meetings Law. Resolution 30, authorizing diesel oil and gasoline for the highway department be purchased at state bid price or below, with A being Sprague Operating Resources, which is state contract PC68214, for diesel fuel for the 2019 budget year. Global Monticello Group, which is state contract number PC68456, for gasoline for the 2019 budget year. Finally, Morton Salt under county contract 18 PWS 10R for rock salt for the 2019 budget year. Resolution 31 authorizing Southlands Falls Fire Company, the Civic Center of Moreau Incorporated, Southlands Falls Central School District, Saratoga EOC Head Start, Saratoga County Public Health Nurses, Recreation Building Department, Sewer Department, and water departments to purchase diesel and gasoline from the Town of Moreau Highway Department and be invoiced for same. Resolution 32 authorizes the Highway Superintendent to hire temporary employees to help with snow and other operations as needed at a rate of $12 per hour. 33, resolution authorizing the Highway Superintendent to negotiate with the Superintendent of Highways of any municipality within the counties of Saratoga, Warren and Washington, to provide for the reciprocal use of town-owned highway machinery, tools, or equipment upon such terms and conditions as agreed upon by parties, including the town board. Resolution 34, authorizing the highway superintendent to attend the New York State Transportation and Federal Surplus auctions and be authorized to purchase items for the highway department, pending approval of the town board for all items purchased costing $3,000 or more within monies budgeted for such purposes. Resolution 35, authorizing the expenditure of town highway funds in the amount of $1,309,128 for general repair and improvements of 83.55 miles of town highways, sluices, culverts, and bridges having a span less than 5 feet, and boardwalks or the renewals thereof, permanent improvement of town roads. No money set aside for such improvements shall be expended nor shall any work be undertaken. Such improvements until the highway superintendent and the town board approves the expenditures, specifications, and estimates for such construction. And finally, Resolution 36, authorizing the supervisor to pay postage to rebuild postage meter, utility bills, state retirement, leases, town board approved cash advances, and payments due on contracts prior to audit. So, second, any discussion?
One that just popped up was the 28 resolution requiring department heads to submit a monthly report 3 days prior to its first regularly scheduled bi-monthly meeting. Could that be written as 3 business days so that we receive that like on a Friday prior to the meeting?
Sure. How about three business days or work days? How do you want to?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't expect somebody to be coming in on the weekend to do it, but I mean, I try to stop in and grab stuff so that I have it to read over the weekend.
Three business days prior. So we'll add the word business?
Sure.
Okay. You got that, Dan?
I do.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
All right, we'll take the resolutions 37 through 46. Resolution 37, authorizing engaging the following firms for professional services subject to having filed a current ethics disclosure statement on file with the town per 2019 rate schedule unless otherwise noted. PS Technical Services at $110 per hour. Barton and Luitas, CT Mail Associates PC, LA Group per the 2018 rate schedule on file, and that's because they have a 2-year contract with us for some of their services. LaBerge Group, MJ Engineering, Bartlett, Ponta, Stewart, Rhodes, PC, Pavner, Ryan, Pinnery, LLP, and Lewis and Greer, PC. Resolution 38, authorizing town officers, employees, to collect town fees or other payments, impose a service charge on all return checks as per General Municipal Law Section 5-328. Should be a period after that. I am not going to move Resolution 38, but if the town board would like to, that's their prerogative, because I need to abstain on that because Ron is my brother-in-law.
So do you want to remove 39? We'll take it to the right. So I'll stop there.
Yeah, I want to do that. Any motion to move the 36 to 38?
So 37.
I'm sorry, 37 through 38.
Okay.
Any discussion? Actually, I do need to make a change. On Resolution 37, there's language there that says subject to having filed a current ethics disclosure. Anyone who contracts with the town, unless they do not have to do an ethics disclosure, it's only those that are actually employees of the town. So I'm going to remove that language if the board's okay with that. Yeah, I mean, if you had a town attorney, meaning employed by the town, not by contract, that would then hold. So professional services. So Leanne, we're going to remove subject to having filed a current ethics disclosure statement on file with the town. Got that?
I do. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So will we be changing our list of people that have to fill out ethics forms? That's part of our ethics how to word this, but we have our whole ethics packet, and then within that packet, and I believe that it's in our town code too, it lists all the people that are supposed to.
So I had that conversation with council and told her that's why we've done it this way.
Right.
And she said she believes, she interpreted the code mean, they must be town employees, like a town engineer or a town attorney, meaning they're full-time here or part-time, not by contract, because all of ours are by contract. So I will revisit that with her, but based on her interpretation after reading this, that's why that's pulled out.
Gotcha.
I'll check into that. Board okay with that change? So, roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
I'm going to turn the meeting over to the Deputy Supervisor for Resolution 39.
Resolution appointing Ronald Zimmerman Jr., Chairman of the Planning Board.
Second.
Any discussion?
I thought you made the resolution, but you can't. Okay, got it.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Abstain. And I'll take the meeting back. You got it. Thanks. Resolution 40 authorized a resolution appointing Gerald Endall as chairman of the zoning board. Resolution 41 referring the benefits of Section 18 of the public officers law upon the town's employees, as that term is defined in Section 18, Section 1B of the public officers law, and to be held liable for costs incurred under Section 18 of the public officers law. And the Resolution 42 requiring the filing of an oath of office prior to commencement of the new term of employment. Highway deputy, deputy town clerks, building inspector, code enforcement officer, planning and zoning board members, court officers, and the dog control officer. Resolution 43, pay employees who serve on active jury duty the normal wages for the, with the understanding that they only have to serve on jury duty for a portion of their work day, that they will return to work subject to proof, should become after work, subject to proof of service from the commissioner of jurors. Resolution 44, authorizing Saratoga County Animal Shelter issue dog licenses on behalf of the town of Monroe prior to the release of any impounded dog to a town of Monroe resident pursuant to Article 7 of the New York State Agriculture Markets Law. Resolution 45, setting a time limit of 5 minutes per person to speak during public hearings with additional time permitted after all others have had an opportunity to be heard. And finally, Resolution 46, setting a time limit of 3 minutes per person to speak during the privilege of the floor after recognition by the supervisor or presiding officer at town board meetings, and after first identifying his, her name and address. The nature of the conversation shall be for the purposes of legitimate town business.
So
moved. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
And we'll take the remainder of resolutions 47 through 54. Resolution 47, authorizing payment of $15,500 to the Historical Society of Monroe and Southlands Falls. Resolution 48, authorizing the supervisor's office to accept block, fax, scanned, and electronic signatures from vendors on vouchers for payment. Resolution 49, that a terminating town employee shall receive their final paycheck upon return of all town property in his or her possession. Resolution 50, that if a town employee voluntarily terminates employment with the town within 2 years following the date of the completion of the training, The employee agrees to reimburse the town for the rest of the training incurred by the town as determined by the training reimbursement agreement signed by the employee. And I think the board members have a copy of that agreement. And Resolution 51, that an elected, appointed official or town employee shall be prohibited from accepting gifts in his or her official capacity with the town with a value that exceeds $15. Resolution 53, specifying that a town employee who fails to appear at a pre-employment physical shall be subject to a deduction of, of such costs associated with exam from their compensation. Resolution 53, that a salary town employee that is not a department head is requested to attend a town board meeting or workshop by a member of the town board or a department head shall approve compensation time for the duration equal to the duration time of the meeting. Such accrued time can only be used within the calendar year it is earned. And finally, Resolution 54, allowing any employee an excused leave not to exceed 4 hours on an annual basis to undertake a screening for cancer.
So moved.
Second.
Maybe we should have made those.
Yeah, that's stable at this point.
I don't know, but we don't have paid in there.
Resolution allowing any employee excused paid leave. Because they are paid.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have that changed?
Yes, I do.
Right. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes.
I'd like to know, I was sitting here thinking about that, that we needed to do that, and I wondered what you thought about it, if we could get a letter out of your office about the fact that we're looking for a dog control officer, maybe send it to the veterinarian practices, maybe there's a veterinarian aide or someone that works for the SPCA or
the SPCA or the county dog coach, I mean, that's people that are most used to handling animals, that there might be somebody in one of those places. They're not used to handling dog control officers. So. Yeah, I
had conversations
with someone who is currently a part-time dog control officer in another municipality, and that was last week, and I waited for him to get back to me before I move forward.
Does anybody have anything else?
Thank you and all the board members for a solid year.
That's a good year. We're going to have an even better one coming up. We can believe that. So, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes.